Tomorrow, Kilkenny City officially gets a brand new museum. The Butler Gallery will be relocated from its original home in Kilkenny Castle to a 6 million facility in Evans Home on John's Quay in the heart of the city. And it will be a huge addition to the cultural capital of Kilkenny and the Midlands and, of course, Ireland itself. The opening exhibition comes courtesy of one of Ireland's leading photographers, Amelia Steen. It's entitled The Bloods and it's a photographic celebration of membership of the Irish Defence Forces. Amelia Steen joins me now, along with Anna O'Sullivan, director of the Butler Gallery. I'll talk to Anna about the wonderful new museum in a moment. But Amelia, tell me about the Bloods. As I say, it's about celebrating members of the Irish Defence Forces. How did it come about?
Hello, Kay, and thank you for having me on the programme.
So
it came about entirely by accident, as in my partner, Mick O'Dea, was a painter in residence during Kilkenny Arts Festival, and I was present in the barracks during that time, and some photographs were made, and I was given a tour of the barracks. The handball alley was shown to me, and I just knew that would make a perfect daylight studio, undistracted background, and a private space where which each person could enter in to be shot.
So it's an old traditional handball alley, is it, Amelia?
It is, and it's in a very good state of repair, and a little door leading into it. So the people would wait outside. They were being shown the August Sander book, Portrait of Our Time, and they just appeared in through the doorway with whatever their tool of their profession, if you like, a sniper with a gun, a medic with his bag, a mechanic with his kit. And it just developed. It kind of expanded itself over a period of time.
Okay, so you were in the barracks when Mick O'Dea was doing his portraits in Kilkenny. Why then did you think, oh, the Defence Forces, and they will look so well in the ball alley? Tell me about the photographic eye that juxtaposed those two things.
That's an interesting one, Kay, because I didn't really think about it. I just approached it as in, shall we make some photographs? Let's see what they look like. How would it be with somebody standing in front of the camera and me taking the photograph? How intense could that experience be between myself, the photographer, and the subject? And please remember that members of the Defence Forces are trained for ceremonial duty, so people hold and stand themselves in a most particular manner. So I think it was it was one of those things that just rolled onto itself. And there were some very interesting people in the barracks at that time, and we got on as people, and that's what drove the project.
Well, let's go to the individual people you photographed in a moment. But first, Anna, as director of the Butler Gallery, how big an occasion is this for you? Because I know what a great dream this was for you to move from the castle to this new venue. Describe the venue and how long a project has it been?
Well, the Butler Gallery has been around since 1943, and from the very beginning in its constitution, there was always a goal to find a home of one's own. And while we've been happily ensconced in Kilkenny Castle for 44 years, we've never had enough space to show off our collection and facilitate our diverse learning and public engagement programme. So this has been a long-term goal of many executives and boards of the gallery. But for the last 15 years since I've been director, we've been working on finding this new home, and the Kilkenny County Council, which are our great collaborators in this project, gave us Evans Home, which is a former almshouse built in 1818, right in the middle of Kilkenny City behind the Carnegie Library. Some people might not have ever seen it because at the front it was surrounded by trees and now it's been cut back and can see the wonderful gravitas of the building. And it has been restored beautifully by McCullough Mulvan Architects with a small addition. So we're incredibly excited. It has been a long journey. It's just been so rewarding. It's almost like we've had lots of setbacks and, a pandemic to add to it, to delay the opening. But we are so happy to be now at a stage where we're sharing our collection and now have a double height exhibition space to show off exhibitions such as Amelia's. It gives us an enormous opportunity to dream and expand and plan for the future. So the building itself is wonderful. It's a heritage site. It's a museum. It has had a long history of being from a 13th century monastic settlement through to being a army site for 100 years and an almshouse for 150 years before it became a museum. And consequently, that was one of the reasons why I wanted to open our exhibition, our first contemporary exhibition with Amelia's show, to honour the Defence Forces and to make to really honour the past use of the building. So it was a perfect union of Amelia's terrific body of work and finding a really great place as our first opening exhibition.
So I know before you've always had very exciting exhibitions in the Butler Gallery when it was in Kilkenny Castle. But what does it mean you can do now in relation to putting other work on show as well as a wonderful exhibition like Amelia has?
Absolutely. Now, we have a space now that's almost 6 metres high, which is, while the galleries in Kilkenny Castle were more domestic in scale, sort of similar more to the collection exhibitions that we have now in Evans Home, it just provides us with flexibility to offer shows to artists who make big work, but also media film installations. We wouldn't have had the opportunity to do things like present the Irish premiere of Incoming, Richard Moss's exhibition that followed his big success at Venice a number of years ago. So he's going to feature next year. Our next show will be our third collaboration with Cartoon Saloon on Wolfwalkers. And then that's more of an installation. You can really create a whole installation feel in a larger space. But we've also got movable walls that can recreate some of the intimacy we had at Butler Gallery in Kilkenny Castle. So it really provides us with flexibility. And then all of our auxiliary, all the other spaces that we had to do everything in the gallery. We had to run our learning and public engagement program in the gallery. We now have a dedicated learning centre sponsored for the first year by St. Canice's Credit Union here in Kilkenny to be able to have workshops and lectures and talks. So It really expands our programming and our possibilities for bringing people in.
Absolutely. Now, back to you, Amelia. As I said, the title of this exhibition, which is about the Defence Forces, is called The Bloods. Just some of the people... I don't know if you chose them or were they chosen for you. There is like Private Oisin Roach. He's wearing night vision goggles, looking ready for action. He's a very slightly frightening looking character. Tell us about him.
Well, he was one of a pair of a recce crew. And they were two very extremely nice guys, actually, and very easy to work with. And Sergeant John Collins, who is the other part of that pair, was somebody who was introduced to me by Rosanna White, and we talked through the concept. So they were in 2019, but they with people like that, you really just have to be very careful that every small detail of their uniform, of their gun, that they're holding everything correctly. And again, as I described earlier, they would just appear in the handball alley individually, take their place and make the photographs.
Right, so they would strike their own pose. That wasn't prompted by you.
Well, I would turn somebody or angle somebody, but there was a kind of an intuitive feeling between myself and the subject. I mean, when somebody stands to look at you, they actually know how to carry themselves.
Yes. And all of the soldiers have something in their hands. Well, some of them have guns. One is the lead of the dog mascot. Another a sword, and then there's a female soldier holding a Hurley. Tell us about one or two of those, Amelia.
Well, Kira Nevin, she was the particular soldier with the Hurley, and she arrived in the handball alley, actually with somebody else's Hurley with writing on it. And I just had to took a few photographs, and I realised, wait a minute here, we need to change this Hurley. And she went back, got her own plain Hurley, came back, stood in. And you must realise that these photographs were taken maybe three or four frames, and then the person left. So it wasn't a prolonged photo session with each person.
Yes, and you use film. Was that important for you to use a camera with,
it's
with film?
It's always important. For me, I work on film, and I try to make every shot count or every frame count. So I don't think on film. In this particular project, I used a Hasselblad on a tripod. So you're talking directly at each person who comes in. And you make light meter readings, and you talk with them, and then make a decision about the posture that they're in, and three or four frames taken, and that's that particular session. So it wasn't long periods of time moving people around. It was just a very easy communication with people who really understood why they were doing this project.
Anna, what pieces stand out for you in The Bloods?
There's so many of them, but when Amelia was talking there, it made me realize that she's, you know, what she has done with this group of photographs is that she's really telling a narrative, a story about the roles the men and women take. And it's so rich in its history. So you really get a sense individually. It's kind of hard to explain that, oh, it's a simple black and white portrait. But by the time you get through the whole exhibition, you get a sense of the personalities and the jobs and the hard work that's involved in being in the Defence Forces of Ireland. Of course, I'm fond of Fionn the mascot, and we hope to have him there with his handler tomorrow. And also, we're planning to do some live drawing lessons, the classes with him in the gallery, physically distant live drawing classes, so that people can draw. Fionn is a beloved mascot for the Bloods.
So Fionn, the dog mascot.
The dog, yes. Yes,
and... And this kind of exhibition, obviously, is this now flying a flag of the type of exhibitions that will be on in the Butler, you know, accessible exhibitions while of a high artistic quality?
Well, you know, really, for the first year, I had been thinking about Kilkenny, either Kilkenny artists or Kilkenny, you know, material that was reflective of the building or our county, just in celebration of the opening year. You know, Richard Moss he was supposed to be here showing in August, but because of the delays, we've had to postpone that till next year. But we're going to have several painting shows next year. With Cartoon Saloon, that's always so well received.
Indeed.
And a great response from people locally. But as usual, you know, the programming is fairly eclectic. We will continue to highlight solo shows by emerging artists. That has been how we've positioned ourselves in the past, and will continue. It just gives artists more of a scope regarding the space, and then we will see how things will evolve over time. We need to live in this building for a while. The building itself is breathing and settling down, and I think thematically and idea wise we will also have that opportunity to dream. And but the programming is pretty much in set for the next year, and I hope people will come and visit. And
we look forward to seeing the various exhibitions, and good luck with the gallery opening tomorrow and the launch of the exhibition. That's Anna O'Sullivan, director of the all-new Butler Gallery in Kilkenny, which has now moved from its previous home at Kilkenny Castle down to Evans' home on John's Quay in Kilkenny City. Very best wishes as well to photographer Amelia Steen, whose exhibition The Bloods will open the new Butler Gallery tomorrow.